Whether it's a ball game at Coca-Cola Field, a show at Shea's Performing Arts Center, or a concert at Canalside, it's the City of Buffalo's responsibility to provide police and emergency first response coverage, as well as public maintenance. That cost is passed to city taxpayers, although many from outside the city attend these events. Mayor Brown, with his proposed public facility maintenance and security surcharge, would pass some of the burden on to non-city residents by adding a fee to their ticket prices.
We have large numbers of people coming from across the Western New York community and beyond to patronize the five venues that we have indicated. And it is important for us to be able to spread the costs of providing much-needed public safety services among all users.
Once again, if this is happening in Amherst, one of our wealthier communities, you can imagine what's
going on. In common council chambers Tuesday, Councilmember Joseph Golombek pointed to a published report indicating the town of Amherst is also looking at the cost of policing and maintaining public venues. Buffalo lawmakers feel city taxpayers are unfairly picking up the whole cost for events at city-owned venues, but they're concerned about overcharging. Council President Darius Pridgen.
The one thing I don't want to do is fee out our own residents from enjoying the city of Buffalo. And I feel like when you are already a taxpayer, there may be a difference in the fees at times. But we've really got to look at this.
Mayor Brown says a working group will determine a formula for this proposed user fee. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.